Oh, yeah. The write-up in the Wildcat mentioned something about my good old days in the Forest Service. And this is one poem that I wrote thinking back on that. I worked with a couple crews of Indians, Navajo and Hopis, and I'd always try to talk the Hopi Indians out of the Kachina dolls that they'd carve between fires. And then I suppose they sold them back home in their pueblos in the winter. Well, as you'll see in the poem, I finally talked this guy out of one, but I suffered for it first. So this is called Lies Between Fires. Kachina dolls, I think, are mostly made of cottonwoods. These cottonwoods strung out in winter are what saved nobody's wild horses, Al tells me. They approach carefully, step by step across the snow. Rejected lovers turn voluminous, who, finding wilder lovers, rush in to sink their teeth deep into the trunks. Are what saved his own people once, rushing in behind them, men and women feasting on the crumbs. And so they dance now in thanks, a miracle of leaves growing from their ears, from their brown, inappropriate thumbs, or so he tells me as we jump over the tailgate, one race covered with soot, after the hour of gesturing through an obscene story about a fox to his enemy, the laughing Navajo, who won't speak English, knowing I'm as much of a liar as he is, knowing what I really want, his Kachina. So night after night, waiting between fires, he's got to tell me the whole story, story after story, how, covering himself with pollen, he hacked this chunk from a riverbed with an axe, as if I were some hungry anthropologist. His back turned, hiding the work, then one day down at the tool shed, performing some trick, flashes the little god at me in his open palm, grinning at the universe with its wooden teeth. A tuft of real Hopi hair in its ear, he winks. Take it, he says, understanding everything. Think the right thoughts. Make it walk.